gotten you back in that right direction? What's happened the little past month or so?
You know, I wish we had the magic answer, you know, the wand, but I think it's just – it's. I think the runners are doing a better job of staying inside and hitting the holes the way they should. I think the linemen are doing a better job. It really started, ironically enough, with Mitch at left guard, Mitch Petras, and Kevin Booth, and then now that David's back, it's continued. So I don't know what galvanized it or sparked it, but something got it going. And you know, we kind of made a commitment that we're going into the Green Bay game. We wanted to run the ball a little bit more effectively. We were going to see if that would help us control some of their pass rushers, and we had some success. It carried over into Dallas, and it's just been something we've been building on ever since.
Somebody asked Tom yesterday, usually this is the time of year in the playoffs, you got to run the ball really well to advance. He said, but the last couple of years, it's been about the hot quarterback, and he was surprisingly receptive to that, or especially agreeing with that. Do you see that?
I've never seen it that way. All I've seen, whoever's moving the ball, and most of the time it's the guy that's got the quarterback.
Could you, given the talent on your team, could you have ever envisioned the disparity in stats between, you know, last in rushing and among the top in passing?
Did I foresee it? No.
Could you have imagined that it would just turn out that way?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, I thought, as I've said before from day one, last year we thought we had something in Jake Ballard. Did I see him a down-the-field threat? No, not really, but I thought he'd catch the ball. I thought he'd give us some consistency. I didn't think he'd replace Kevin Boss, but I thought he'd do some things. I thought Victor Cruz had a chance. I mean, did I know he would? No one knew, but did I think that there was something there? Yeah, I did. So I thought the rest of the guys, Akeem, Eli, Mario, would continue to grow as they have each. So I thought there was a chance that we'd move the ball, because we have been moving the ball very well, throwing it. I'm disappointed that the running game wasn't better. I had expected it to be better than it was. For whatever the reason, it has not been. And in the beginning of the year, it was very poor. But again, the most important thing is we've gotten better. So that gives us a little bit of a chance to maybe, again, my whole goal is make the defense play honest, so you can play, you know, not now you got a chance. Make it a fair fight, and then we think we can throw the ball pretty well.
Besides just straight speed, what makes a receiver, like, good after the catch? What makes a receiver good, you know, at being able to turn something short?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. I mean, each guy has their own attributes or their own characteristics that allow them to be effective. He is just a fairly powerfully built young man. I mean, he's got some strength, some girth to him. And so if you don't hit him flush up and he's going that way, he's got enough quickness coupled with that, I won't say a running back's build, but, you know, a little thicker than the average receiver might be, you got to legitimately tackle him or he's not going to go down. So that's really why he is a good runner after the catch. He's got enough quickness coupled with some strength.
Is this Falcons defense maybe a little bit faster than the last few times you faced them?
They're fast. To be honest with you, I don't really remember, you know, how fast we felt going into the last one, but they're legitimately fast. They're good. I mean, they're 12th. They're legitimately a top 10 defense. There's no question. They've gone against the Carolinas, the New Orleans Saints, the Green Bay Packers, you know, those other teams twice. So they've played against some very powerful offenses. So they're 12th in stats. But you look at them play, you say they're a top 10 defense. They got linebackers can run. They got the defensive line's got some speed. Their corners, when they put the nickel in, he's fast. So they're good. They have great faith in their ability to run, and so their approach is not the same approach that we faced the last 3 weeks, you know, where they're trying to confuse. That no, they say we're good enough to line up and let our guys see what's going on and then run to the football, and we're pretty good and we at doing that, and they're right, they are.